Power and Cool by Roland Barthes. In gangster films, we have now collected a considerable vocabulary of cool gestures, slack-jawed mulls puffing their smoke rings into the faces of assaulting men, Olympian snaps of the fingers to give the clean, economical signal for a burst of gunfire, the gang leader's wife imperturbably knitting through the most horrifying situations. Grisby had already institutionalized this vocabulary of detachment by giving it the warrant of a recognizably French ordinariness. The gangster world is above all a world of sang-froid, phenomena which common philosophy still judges to be considerable, such as the death of a man, are reduced to a diagram presented under the volume of an infinitesimal gesture, two fingers snapped, and at the other end of our field of vision a man falls down in the same convention of movement. This universe of litotes, always constructed as an icy mockery of melodrama, is also, as we know, the last universe of fantasy. The exiguity of the decisive gesture has a whole mythological tradition, from the Numen of the ancient gods, who with a nod overturned men's fate, down to the tap of the fairy's wand. The firearm had doubtless distanced death, but in a manner so visibly rational that it has been necessary to refine the gesture in order to manifest, once more, the presence of fate, which is precisely the cool of our gangsters, the residue of a tragic movement which manages to identify gesture and action within the slenderest volume. I shall insist further on the semantic precision of this world, on the intellectual and not only emotive structure of the entertainment, the Colt's abrupt extraction from the jacket in an impeccable parabola in no way signifies death, for the usage has long since indicated that we are dealing with a simple threat whose effect can be miraculously reversed. The revolver's emergence here has not a tragic but merely a cognitive value. It signifies the appearance of a new peripeteia. The gesture is argumentative, not strictly terrifying. It corresponds to a certain inflection of reasoning in a play by Marivaux. The situation is reversed. What had been an object of conquest is abruptly lost. The ballet of revolvers makes time more labile, inserting into the narrative's itinerary certain returns to zero, regressive leaps analogous to those of the Monopoly board. The Colt is language. Its function is to maintain a pressure of life, to elude time's closure. It is logos, not praxis. The gangster's cool gesture, on the contrary, has all the concerted power of a halt. Without excitement, swift in the infallible search for its terminal point, it severs time and questions rhetoric. Any cool asserts that only silence is effective. Knitting, smoking, raising a finger, these operations impose the notion that real life is in silence and that the action has the rights of life and death over time. Thus the spectator has the illusion of a positive world, which is modified only under the pressure of actions, never under that of words. If the gangster speaks, it is in images. For him, language is merely poetry. The world has no demiurgic function. To speak in his way is being idle and showing it. There is an essential universe which is that of well-oiled gestures, always halted at a specific and foreseen point, a kind of summer of pure effectiveness, and then over and above there are a few festoons of slang, which are like the useless, and therefore aristocratic, luxury of an economy in which the only exchange value is the gesture. But this gesture, in order to signify that it is identical with action, must smooth out any emphasis, be filed down to the perceptive threshold of its existence. It must have no more than the density of a link between cause and effect. Here, cool is the surest sign of effectiveness. In it, each man regains the ideality of a world surrendered to a purely gestural vocabulary, a world which will no longer slow down under the fetters of language. Gangsters and gods do not speak, they nod, and everything is fulfilled.